Welcome back. We trust you are getting blessed with this interesting episode, Exodus. In fact, the Lord has been using our pastor here to open my eyes to so many things and to even remind me of so many things. And I pray that God will use this episode to establish it more concerning the ongoing Exodus. The Lord bless you. Sir, back to you, sir. Before I cut you off, I could not contain the abundance of revelation that was coming from you. So please, sir. Fire,
I still want to insist that this is where most of the Pentecostal preachers that have come across the ministry of William Branham, this is where they miss it.
Just the power, the power, the power.
They are concentrating on the power, not knowing that the power, that's what William Branham, you know, kept emphasizing.
That's right.
That this gift, you see, is an attraction.
That's right.
So that you will hear the message.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Exactly. Hallelujah. Amen.
Many of them are running without the message. Like Ahimaaz. You have a message. This was the way, the first pool that we saw. Moses was sent to go and bring the children of Israel out of
Egypt.
In Exodus chapter 4.
Hallelujah.
Exodus chapter 4. What was the message?
Let's
read it from verse 1.
Exodus
so that we catch it very well.
From verse 1.
Yes.
And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee.
Jesus.
And the Lord said furthermore unto him, sir, are you receiving another revelation?
Go on, go on, fire on.
And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land. And the water that thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land.
How many things is it to do?
Two things. And then the final one.
Now. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Say it, man of God.
What was the ministry of Moses?
To bring the people, Israel. To deliver Israel from Egyptian bondage.
What was the message?
Let my people, go.
Was he sent to go and turn snakes, sticks to snakes?
At all, sir. That's not the ministry.
Is that his ministry?
No, sir.
What was the ministry? Why was he turning snakes, sticks to snakes? So that they will believe the message is going to give them that he's from God.
God has appeared unto him.
What is the emphasis? Is it the message or the miracle?
The message.
The message.
Now, the miracle is to enable them hear the message that he has from God.
Hallelujah.
Now, see the perfect type of Moses. With William Branham.
Tell us, sir.
Now, from verse 10.
And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, who had made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb or deaf, or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say.
Go ahead.
And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of whom thou... of him whom that we sent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? And I know that he can speak well, and also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he'll be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth. And I'll be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people. And it shall be, even it shall be to thee instead of a mouth. And thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs.
So, if you ever know the history of the ministry of William Branham, he was not educated.
Yes, sir. That's true.
So, just as Moses had speech problem, and you are sending him to go and deliver message, he had all the sign, the power and everything, because the message was very simple. The message did not require too much
grammar.
So it didn't need too much of speech.
No algebra.
That's right.
What is the message?
Let my people go.
Let my people go. Do you need too much of speech?
At all.
But Moses is still complaining. Maybe before I say, therefore, God raised Aaron for him.
Amen.
William Branham did not go to school. Did That's not right. go to education.
That's right.
So to put some of these things in writing, he won't be able. So God raised God on this day. The doctors of divinity to follow him and make up for his slow speech. But because the commission is for William Branham, not God on this day, but at least they will not understand. They would like to inject their things here and here, including people like Brother Livell that was raised to put all those things that you know, try to promote him. You know, they couldn't. You see the confusion they are making.
That's true.
Now, you notice that once Moses just disappeared for a small time, Aaron
gave the people what they wanted.
Messed up the ministry of Moses.
My God.
Because it's not the cause.
You see now, that was the same thing with the ministry of William Branham. As soon as William Branham left, all the errors that were with him, you know, giving the people what they want, messed up the message.
What the type.
What a beautiful type.
My God.
But the emphasis I'm bringing here is that he was more than a prophet.
Amen.
Because the prophecy was, you know, to attract you to him for a higher assignment than prophecy, which is the word. And that is the third pool.
Hallelujah.
That pulls the children of God out of the world. Remember, all of you, the Benny Hinn, Apostle Suleiman, Selma, and who is the other one?
Angel.
Obad. You know, perfect, you have very wonderful gifts. You know, you have very wonderful gifts. You can see that Apostle Suleiman, you can see that he cultivates the presence of God by withdrawing every time to be himself. Even his wife even complains. But all to achieve is a power gift. In the order of William Branham, Selma, before you know what, when he had how William Branham light, something fell through on his head like William Branham. So before he went and started, he was also seeing. Because it is what you look for that you will get. If you see the ministry of William Branham and it's a genuine ministry, it is what you look for. There are people that come to Brother Assembly and you see them now. When they come, they are concentrating on the prophetic side of this ministry. The prophetic side, and as soon as they just hit it and establish in that prophetic ministry, in that deliverance ministry, then they take off and go and open their shop. As if this is what Brother Assembly is raised up for. So we are fishermen to fish the people out of the world. Prepare them for home going.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So the word of God catches.
It is only the word
that
catches the big fish.
And that is the third pool.
Amen.
That catches
the big fish.
The big fish.
Wow.
Okay, sir. This is very interesting.
Amen. Amen.
In these three exoduses that you've given to us, that of
every Egypt, ministry.
Yes, sir.
Every monumental ministry.
Every ministry, monumental ministry. Everyone that it is part of the exodus. Which is, we have it, the fivefold ministry. I want you to take note that the fivefold ministry is fivefold. You know, it's fivefold. We have the apostolic, we have the prophetic, and we have the evangelistic,
and
we
have the teachers.
And the teacher. This is a fivefold ministry.
Yes, sir.
But I want to tell you something, you know, that we have the evangelistic ministry. Okay, Now, there is the evangelistic ministry of the individual, and there is the evangelistic ministry of a church.
Wow.
I want you to take note of that. Now, this if it is a pool to pull out, remember that if it is a pool to pull the people out of the world to prepare them for home going, it will necessarily and scripturally it will start with evangelistic ministry. You cannot be a pastor until you start with evangelistic ministry. And every evangelist, you are not an evangelist until you have a burden for lost souls. And it is now, when you go there and bring them out of the world, that you begin to establish them. No prophet has that ability. That is why they created confusion in Christendom today. People gather crowd, and all they are coming for is to eat the bread that was eaten yesterday. What did he say? He said, you follow me.
Seek me.
You seek me. Not because you saw the miracle.
That's right.
That's true.
I hope you cut that language
there. Yes,
sir. What did he say?
John 6:26.
Yes.
Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because ye saw the miracle.
But what?
But because ye did eat of the loaves.
Because there is eat and there is saw. The word the saw there is understand.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
You are not seeking because you understood the miracles. What is it? You are supposed to seek him because the miracle is supposed to make you ask like Nathaniel asked. You know, Nathaniel asked, how did you know?
Rabbi.
How did you know? Read that scripture again for me.
John chapter 1. How did you know?
John chapter 1, verse 47. Yes.
Jesus saw Nathaniel coming to him and said unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. And Nathanael said unto
him. You see, fisherman?
That's right. Nathanael said unto him.
What did Christ do? Christ did not do miracle on him. Because that's the big fish.
That's right. Verse 48. Nathanael said unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel.
Was it a miracle he saw?
No.
It was a discernment. And immediately he made that discernment. From there, he understood. For you to do like this, discern like this, this is who you are.
The Son of God.
And what happens?
Verse 50.
Yes.
Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree. Believest thou, thou shalt see greater things than this.
So there are greater things than discernment, Hubert angel.
Amen, amen.
There are greater things than prophecy. Apostle, professor. There are greater things than healing, deliverance, power. Is he also a prophet? Selma.
Apostle.
Selma. There are greater things than that. All of you that run and follow prophecies, bride of Jesus Christ, listen. There are greater things than that.
Amen.
Verse 51.
Yes.
And he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter.
From now that you have now seen me, you now understand that I am who? Who did he say?
The Son of God.
You are thou the Son of God. Thou are the King of Israel. He's quoting scriptures and that prophesy about this.
Verse 51. And he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
So that you will get a confirmation of who he is. And did they not see it in Matthew 17, the transfiguration?
Sir, is this the third pool?
Now, that of course, that is the third pool. That is the third pool.
Amen.
Do you think from that day, Nathan, Nathaniel, will ever go back to the Pharisees, go back to the Sadducees, go back to any Biapalo again? He has come see whom we have found. The woman at the well, come see whom we have found.
Exactly.
Philip, come see whom we have found. Mm. Who do men say I, the Son of Man? Peter said, thou art
the Christ.
Thou art the prophet?
No.
No.
What did he say?
Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Okay, now. Mm. Now, go to John again, chapter 6. Mm. This is where the separation takes place. Mm. Okay, now, from verse 60.
Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this,
what did they hear? They were hearing him saying, I am the bread of life.
Amen.
Can you see now?
Yes, sir.
I am the bread of life. Mm. Did you hear Benny Hinn begin to say that William Branham say he's Elijah?
That's right.
Mm. Do you understand? Mm. So that is where, don't go that side, don't go that side. Don't go that side, don't go that side. You're trying to claim ministry, you're trying to claim ministry. Okay. Uh-huh.
Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an art saying, who can hear it? Mm.
Uh-huh.
When Jesus knew in himself.
But they were following, you know, as at this point there were 70 of them. Mm.
When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you?
Oh, this is why I say I'm the bread of life. Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have life. Is that what is disturbing you?
What? And if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth the flesh.
I know they saw it in Acts chapter 1.
Yes,
that's right. I was 9.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that you will know where I came from. Yeah. You think I'm among you here? Because one woman born me here, you think I'm from here?
Amen.
Okay.
It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. Mm-hmm. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Not the prophecies I give you. Mm. Not the miracles, not the discernments that I give you.
Yeah.
What? The words that I speak unto you, because that is where the message is.
Hallelujah.
That is the only thing that gives life. Because he says that it is the Spirit that quickeneth.
The flesh profits.
The flesh profited nothing.
Hallelujah.
Okay? The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. What it means here is that they affect the spirit and they affect your life.
Mm, glory.
Go over 64. That's where I'm going now.
He
began to go deep. Mm. What did he say?
But there are some of you that believe not.
Of course now.
For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not.
But they were following. I have jammed them even in this ministry. Mm. You think that they are with us.
Mm.
Just wait. After some time, they will manifest who they are. Mm.
Uh-huh. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except to have given unto him of my Father.
Okay. Mm.
From that time.
Mm. Many of his disciples
went back and walked no more with him
because he now stopped performing miracles, signs, and wonders.
Mm.
Do you understand now?
Yes,
verse 67.
Then said Jesus unto the 12,
yes,
will you also go away?
Won't you also go away? Mm.
Then Simon Peter answered and said,
Peter is always the one answering.
Lord, to whom shall we go?
Where are we going?
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
What? Because they are looking for eternal life and they have seen the source of eternal life.
Amen.
That is where the separation is. And that is where all these follow, small fishes, they went back to where they came for, into the water, looking for some other wood and everything that they can get to eat. But the elect stood. Why? They were looking for eternal life. If you are looking for eternal life, those who look for eternal life, they know where eternal life is. Eternal life is in the message.
Amen. Mm.
Eternal life is in the words that are spoken.
Mm. Amen.
They are spirit. Eternal life changes you, transforms you, because there is life in it.
Mm.
But what are you seeing all these people that are talking against William Brown? What are you seeing among them there? What kind of crowd is attracted to them? All they gather is to hear prophecy and hear some motivational talks. And then, nothing affecting their lives. Nothing to form the life of Christ in many of them.
Wow.
Thou hast the words of eternal life because they were looking for eternal life. It's what you are looking for, you will get.
Daddy is saying a lot of very serious things here.
In fact, more questions are arising.
More questions are coming. I have this one, sir.
Okay.
Your talk went into the fivefold ministry. Does every ministry, let me just go straight. Does your ministry have these same three pools?
Every ministry. Every ministry must, if God call you, if it is God that call you and wants to use you in a monumental way, everyone, you must go through that three pools. And when you are going through it, you will know. It's not that you design it.
Wow.
William Branham did not design it. The angel of the Lord came to him and just told him that he will be using him in the healing ministry.
That's true.
And that he will be given a sign. So healing, whatever is the sickness. William Branham did not know that he was going to move from healing to discernment.
That's true, sir.
He didn't know. It was when he now moved from healing to discernment that it attracted really the real people now that were looking for God. Said, this guy, there's something unusual here that is not in other people. That's the discernment.
Wow.
And it was at that point the angel was telling him, get ready now for the third pool. And it was there that these doctrines began to come up, and he faced them with it, like Christ faced that crowd that was following him. And it was there people began to say, instead of him to stay on miracle, stay and be doing discernment and don't be prophecy, he went, he left his ministry. There is no ministry like that. Listen, the fivefold ministry is for the edification of the body.
Amen.
But the body has to be put together before it is edified.
Man of God, I comprehend.
If the body is not in the world, you pull them out of the world before edification takes place among them.
Wow.
This is the problem that we have in Christianity, and even the followers of the ministry of William Branham, they don't catch this thing. Now, I'm answering your question.
Yes, sir.
So also it is with me. I did not know that my ministry was going to have a worldwide effect when we started.
True.
But when this ministry started, we are not seeing anything now. When this ministry started, that was when we saw the gifts in operation.
That's right.
Where you saw the power. You came there, you were a very small boy.
That's
22
very
years
true.
Ago.
Very true.
You know, you saw power, gifts.
And children.
Among children, among elderly people, you know, the gift was the one advertising the church. We didn't have a signboard.
Very true.
We didn't have, we didn't even have any evangelistic thing. We used to go out when we first started. But people were hearing about us and they were coming.
Wow.
So when it got to that stage, I have my brother, like a brother who is a former friend, he's still my very good friend, but we... in fact, it's my friend. In fact, not friend, it's my brother in Port Harcourt. You know, because this heaven, we will meet there. We may disagree here, but we will meet there. Something will happen when we reach there. We made it there and made it to. That's why our agreement. We made it.
Amen.
And that's all that was going on among all of them. Don't mind Alu among enter message people. Don't mind Brother Alu. Don't mind Brother Moses. They have no word. All they are doing there is just gift, 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 gift. Meanwhile, they don't have one single one in their place. Well, I said, I'm not the one. I don't have gift to give anybody.
Wow.
We come and then we don't even know what to expect. And things are happening among us.
That's right.
Then before we know what, it was attracting crowd. The ministry then moved into the prophetic.
That's right.
Now, this prophetic was real discernment.
Real discernment. That's true, sir.
You know, people will come, they will discern you. And it was not one man. That's why I say there's the ministry of one man and there's the ministry as a church.
A church.
You know, true, until sir. When you come to prayer, you won't know who is the pastor.
Very true.
Because everyone that collected microphone is was in another realm. And that was the second pool. So it began to attract serious people to now come to the church. And then suddenly now, recently, within the last few years back now, all of a sudden, certain revelations began to come out to us. We are now dishing out the word.
That's right. The third pool.
That is the third pool. And we didn't know, You know, it was God that told us to have the brand television.
That's right.
And when we are asking, what did he say? What was happening? He gave us the Isaiah 11, verse 12.
Isaiah 11, 12 says,
and said, this is
and shall set up an ensign for the nations.
Yes.
And shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth.
You see, you know, and are they not gathering now?
They are.
The bride of Christ worldwide.
Amen.
Connected through this, who you hear testimonies.
That's right.
1990, the Lord gave me a revelation. I didn't understand until years after that leprous woman that God used me to heal and beautify her, made her attractive again. It's the entire message.
Hallelujah.
So if that's going to make it attractive, then it will go with the same way it worked with William Branham. In power, in discernment, and in the opening of the word.
Amen.
And so to answer your question, yes, mine too is undergoing three pulls.
We are witnesses.
Amen.
We are witnesses.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Wow.
Amen and amen.
And you asked an earlier question.
Yes, sir.
You know, that this process of leaving the earth to go home.
Yes, sir.
Is what is expressed. First, the fishing.
Okay.
Okay.
Three stages. That is it. That's what I tried to explain. Now, we also, you know, we saw how leaving Israel, and I say it is in four stages. Four stages. Now, they left Moses, brought them out of
Egypt.
Yes, sir.
That was the first stage. The second stage was Joshua. Joshua took over.
That's right.
And placed them where they belong. Before Jesus. The third pool came in. It was all happening in the promised land.
That's right, to Israel.
And by the time Jesus came, it was to pull them out. See it? Now you say, what of the fourth stage? The first stage, after you pull out the third stage, there is the perfecting ministry.
Amen.
Which is the fivefold ministry. That he gave some apostles, some this, so that those who are pulled out of the world, they will be perfected for home going. Four stages.
Glory.
Let's look at also another one. Mobility. Means of transportation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is understanding spiritual things, even with science.
Amen.
To move from one place to the other. When it was, you know, to move from one spot to your destination, it started with
cats.
The cart.
That's right.
Powered by horse in front. Look. But of course, not going to be fast.
That's true.
Then it moved to cars.
Motor cars.
Then that is, now, remember that you are leaving, you are moving. The cart is still on the ground. The car is still on the ground but going faster.
That's right.
Oh my.
Amen.
Then it was time to lift up because we'll soon be going up. Aeroplanes were invented.
Jet
Amen.
H.
Okay? Give that's the third. That is the third pool. Before you enter the astronaut
rocket.
And which is a type of the bright age.
Amen.
Where you reach the heavenlies so far. Because by the time that you reach the bright age, you are talking about the perfecting ministry.
Amen. Amen.
Then we also have a type also in Genesis chapter 26. If you read it from verse 17 to verse 22, because of time,
okay, sir.
You will notice that Isaac, a type of the bride of Jesus Christ, the child of promise. He went digging back the wells of
Abraham's father.
Of Abraham. That the Abraham is father.
Yes, sir.
Dog. But the Philistines stopped with earth.
Stopped with earth.
He's talking about the church. So the first one he dug He did not dig another one. He went to the same one, the same doctrine, the same thing.
Mm. Hallelujah.
He dug the first one. They stroke with him. He dug the second one. They stroke with him. But he dug anyway.
Hallelujah.
He dug the third one.
Robots. Mm.
And they said they will not strike again with
him.
Amen. But then why did you go again to dig a third one? See what he said in chapter 26, verse 25. Mm. What did he say? Genesis 26, verse 25.
Okay.
Yes.
And he builded an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well.
Why digging another well? Why digging another well again? Mm. That's not the fourth well.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Yes, you understand now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But this one that is digging now is not Abraham that dug it.
It's Isaac.
This one now is the servant Isaac now that is digging it. Okay? Now, go to verse 33.
And he called it Sheba.
What did he call it?
Sheba.
Sheba.
The new well that they dug. You know the meaning of Sheba?
Yes.
Oat.
It is the oat. The well of the oat. The well of the covenant.
Covenant. Exactly.
Do you understand?
Amen.
And it is perfection.
Hallelujah.
You know, because what is the covenant? What is the covenant? That he will get himself a glorious church.
Without
spots. No wrinkles. That is speaking about this grace age. The three works of grace that we have stopped with earthly doctrines. Three, which is the fifth one now, and grace. Five is God's number for grace. And in English, even five letters. Justification. The first well. Second well,
sanctification.
The third well, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then,
perfection.
When you receive the Holy Ghost, then the dressing with the word.
The perfecting.
That is the perfecting ministry.
Amen.
Exactly.
And so, if we go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, you will see the three pools there. Which is concerning the rapture now. So that you understand.
Okay. Verse 16.
Verse 16 and verse 17.
Oh, yes.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
It will descend. These are the three stages that will finally exit this world. The first one is what?
With a shout.
Shout.
With the voice of the archangel.
The voice of the archangel.
And with the trump of God.
The trump of God.
And the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Go on.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds
now to
meet the Lord in the air.
Now, after the shout, we have the voice, then we have the
trumpet.
Then after the trumpet, there is a fourth stage, something that happened. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 51.
Man of God.
1 Corinthians 15, 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Change. There will be a change. When?
In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump.
So that is where you see that third stage, the trump. At the last trump, there will be a body change. Something will happen. Before we go home.
Perfection.
My God.
Perfection. That is what you see. Even the first stage, the shout, is divided into triples. Shout is the message.
That's right.
Come out. Come out of where? Out of the denominational dark ages.
Out of Babylon.
You know, it moved. And which is what that shout is what you see in the parable of Mark chapter 4 from verse 26 to 29.
That's right.
What is the first thing that comes out when the seed that was killed at Nasea and remained buried, they are dead. It's time for it to come back to life according to the third seal, Revelation chapter 6.
Hallelujah.
That revival that starts there. What does it say?
For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself.
The first one that comes out is what?
The blade.
Justification.
Then the year.
Sanctification.
After that, the full corn in the air.
Mm-hmm. Baptism of the Holy Ghost.
But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately put it in the sickle.
That is the fruit producing ministry. There's a fourth stage.
Hallelujah.
The fruit producing ministry.
The well of covenant.
And do you know what? We are now in this first stage. The home going is so close. Mm-hmm. That is the danger. And this is rapture watch. Mm. If you don't submit yourself, because the Bible says, be ye perfect. It's a commandment. Mm. You have to submit yourself for perfection. Mm. For the washing of the water by the word. People are still running after gifts. Mm. Miracle signs and wonders. The bride is moved beyond that. What is exciting us now is revelation of the word. These are chicken Christians whose stomach is their God are causing confusion, and you are thinking they are men of God. The Bible says their belly is their God, but their fruits
you shall know them. Hallelujah.
People will come to this ministry, stay here, and while we are preaching the word, they are marketing themselves. They are hustling here. And as soon as opportunity comes, they are off.
They run off.
And you have serpents that are anointed by the devil that comes to these people, especially in Brand Assembly Church. What are you still doing here? You have this grace. What are you doing here? Which grace? The grace that the bride has now is the grace to preach the word.
Amen.
Amen. And the grace to receive the word.
Amen.
Amen.
There are the preachers and there are the receivers.
Hallelujah.
That's right. The grace that the bride of Christ boasts about now is not grace to see vision. Already Satan has bastardized that. God is always one step ahead of Satan. By the time he moves and then he sends these kind of people to join, he is already leaving you people there. He's moving forward. God has moved beyond healing, deliverance, where you boast with, is now in the full world of restoration.
Hallelujah.
And that is where you get the third pull that will pull you out of this world and home we go. That's why after the seven chamberlains in Esther chapter 2,
yes, sir.
There is another, in fact, two more chamberlains
That's right.
Of significance in that story. That match this order. We have Haggai with the ministry of perfection to dress the queen for the king. Then those of you who refuse to be dressed by Haggai, and our Haggai in this age is the ministry of William Branham.
Amen.
There are ministries called Shah Ashgaz.
Have mercy, O Lord.
The keeper of the concubines, because he in no wise cast you away.
John chapter 6. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me.
When did he give?
From the foundation of the world.
When did he give you?
Ephesians 1.
Please go there quickly.
Ephesians 1.
Verse 3 and 4. Yes, verse 3 and 4.
Blessed be the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as he has chosen
Many are called, few are chosen. When did he choose you?
According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation.
I am chosen before the foundation of the world. That what?
That we should. We should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Now, watch it again. Go to Luke. That same, where John, are we now? John chapter 6. Go to verse 44.
No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him.
Okay, now.
And I will raise him up.
Read it again.
No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day.
So when some people could not receive the word from Christ, but they were following for miracle signs and wonders. And then they departed. Verse 65.
But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not and who should betray
him. And then verse 65.
And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father.
You can never come to him. Now, verse 37.
All that the Father giveth me shall come to
that
me.
That is why I'm reading all this scripture. You see, if it is the Father that draw you to Christ, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Eh? All that the Father giveth me will do what?
Shall come to me.
They will come.
That's right.
They will stay with him.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Okay? And they are the queen, Esther.
Amen.
Then, the next one.
The concubines. And him that cometh to me.
Because you come on your own.
Hey.
It's not the Father that bring you. So, but since you love Jesus, he'll be giving you gifts. Two children before Abraham. One was a product of the flesh, carnality.
That's right.
The other was a child of promise.
Hallelujah.
What was it, the Abraham, a type of God the Father? What did he give the children of the concubines?
Gifts.
But the child of promise, what did he give?
All.
Now, including the gift. Enter me, say, believers, we must have the gifts.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's a total package.
Amen.
It's a total package.
Amen.
I am preaching here. I boast of the power of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Amen.
And I boast of the revelation of the Lord. I think
that's
just
right.
A few moments ago, the man that came from Sierra Leone.
That's true.
You know?
And hepatitis,
and you know, you could see he's dying.
Amen.
After prayer, I think he was asking, he wants to go to the toilet. I saw all the things that came out.
God,
he said, he called it Sparujara, green color thing. Miracle. We have seen it.
That's true.
Under my prayer, the dead have come back to life.
HIV
had disappeared.
Amen.
But we are not. We have gone beyond that.
That's right.
It is children's meat. It is not time for perfection.
Amen.
And that is why we preach water baptism so that you can have your sins properly corrected. And all the doctrines you have run up with and held on to through the ministry of William Branham, we have a seven course to me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And if you are looking for a perfect church, that is what we are gunning for, in readiness for homegoing. For one of these days, the trumpet will sound. And the dead in Christ will rise.
Christ.
And we which are alive will be changed in a moment with the twinkle of an eye. And we will be with him in the air as the last pool.
Amen.
And we are pulled out of the water of the world.
Amen.
And forever we'll be with him.
Hallelujah.
And he said, therefore, comfort one another
with by his word.
Why comfort? Because of the difficulties we shall face on the journey from earth to glory. So be of good comfort. I have overcome, says the Lord. So we are overcomers.
Amen.
Remember, 1 John, what is it that overcometh?
He that is born of God.
Hallelujah.
Overcometh.
First
this is the victory. John,
what is the victory?
1
John chapter 5.
Verse 4.
Yes.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh.
What is it that makes you to overcome the world? Miracle, signs, and wonders?
Our faith.
What is it?
Our revelation.
And this is the victory.
That overcometh
the world.
Even our revelation.
Revelation.
Yeah.
Revelation. Revelation. Revelation.
Rema.
Uh-huh. Who is he?
Who is he that overcometh the world?
Yes.
For he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God.
He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Go to verse 18.
We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not.
You see?
But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself.
Yes.
And that wicked one toucheth him.
We have overcoming power.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this is the Exodus going on now.
Hallelujah.
Look up. Your redemption is near.
Amen. Wow. But Gabriel, please.
Let's put us together.
We need to. Well,
the rapture has started though.
Amen.
Okay. And tell them.
We've heard so much today from our wonderful pastor, Pastor Moses Alu, myself, the Brother Assembly Lagos Church.
Right.
And we know questions might arise, especially amongst you end-time message believers. Even you that is just coming across us, you'll be like, what is this man saying? The rapture has started. Before you say no, this man is Antichrist, wait. As our pastor will say, don't judge us to just one episode.
That's
so we know questions will arise. Please send your questions to us on Ask the Pastor. Send your questions to us, and we believe that the pastor will rightly put you through. And may the Lord bless us. Till we meet again, remain rapturing.